Coming up on episode number 397. Well, this is it, the very last All Request Show of 2007. If you made a request this year and I haven't played it now, you're just going to have to wait till next year. So tonight you're going to hear covers of The Kinks, New Order, Blue Oyster Cult, and Leonard Cohen, an old standby. It's all coming up right now with Trivia 2, right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is December 11th, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another edition of the All Request Show. And like I said, the very last edition of the All Request Show before the end of 2007. There's just too much to do with countdown shows and Bee Gees cover stories and all that stuff to do another All Request Show. But hey, don't worry, there's always 2008. So if you had something that you wanted to hear, you send me an email about it. Chances are I still have it in the hopper. Now, if you're a follower of the blog, if you go to coverville.com, you get the whole picture, right? Not just the podcast, you're getting everything. And on that blog, on coverville.com, I posted yesterday about a top 23 list, the top 23 songs that never need to be covered again. And I even made the joke saying, you know, oh, where's Hallelujah? Oh, sure enough, there it is. I think it was in the top two or three, if I remember correctly. Well, I'm about to go against my own word here. Now, I do think that Hallelujah has been covered enough. However, that said, I'm going to play for you a version of Hallelujah that is my request of the week. I heard this and I felt like this is a version of Hallelujah that you just haven't heard yet. So, and I'm not going to use that whole trite rock and roll radio staple. Oh, you're going to want to turn this one up to 11 because you're going to want to do it anyway. As soon as you hear this, you're going to want to crank it up. So let's get right to it. From the Lit Riffs compilation, which came out in 2004, here is a group called Teenage Girls and their cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king, composing Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Your faith is strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight shone right through you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she stole your Hallelujah, Hallelujah. The name in vain, but you can't even speak his name. And if I did, well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. God above, but all I really learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. It's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody that's seen the light, it's a cold, it's a stolen Hallelujah.
did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I did not come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hey there, Brian. This is Jordan in New York City, calling in with another request. I was hoping that maybe I'd sneak in time for this Sunday show, but whenever you want to play it, please play You Really Got Me by Oingo Boingo. It's from their first LP, Only a Lad, and they really weirded it out in a cool way. So, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yo.
Oh yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't see back.
Green Acres, performed there oh so quickly by The High Standard from their 1999 album Making the Road. And that was a request, a suggestion by Kevin. I don't think Kevin said where he's from, but thank you, Kevin, for suggesting that one. Before that, You Really Got Me by one of my favorite bands from the 80s, Oingo Boingo. I remember listening to that album and Nothing to Fear and Dead Man's Party over and over and over again. Those were such brilliant albums. Oh, yeah, man, that was great stuff. I got to dig those out. That was from the very first album, after their EP, after they were a an avant-garde theater troupe called the Mystic Knights of Oingo Boingo. From their first album called Only a Lad, You Really Got Me, a cover of The Kinks, going out to Jordan in New York. And then we start off the set with Hallelujah. You know, I think if I'd have played that version about a month ago, it probably would have made it onto the Coverville Countdown because it's so fantastic. I'd say the slow version of Hallelujah has been done and doesn't need to be covered anymore, but that version just rocked. Now, that comes from a very unusual CD and book called Lit Riffs, and it was put out by MTV. Lit Riffs, Writers Cover the Songs They Love. Now, it was the book is a bunch of short stories that are inspired by songs like Maggie May and Hallelujah, just to name a couple, because I can't remember some of the other ones. But the CD that comes with it has a bunch of really good versions, like I believe the Badleys do a version of Maggie May on there. There's a cover of Duran Duran's Rio, and it's kind of a companion piece to the book. I haven't started reading the book yet, but I did buy the book and the CD, and can't wait to pick that up. That was a request by Rocco from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He actually requested the Maggie May cover by the Badleys, which I will play in 2008, but I had to get that awesome version of Hallelujah out there. Really quickly, this week's episodes of Coverville are sponsored by Bluehost. With your $6.95 a month, you get 600 gigabytes of hosting space. You get 6,000 gigabytes of transfer, 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts, and you can host unlimited domains on one account. That is Bluehost. Check them out, bluehost.com. If you sign up, use the link on coverville.com in the show notes, and that'll give me a little bit of money for the show. Check them out, bluehost.com. All right, our next request is another great one. Man, this is I'm excited about some of the stuff that you guys requested. This is very cool. This was requested by Bob from Greeley, Colorado. The Strokes did a cover of Marvin Gaye's Mercy, Mercy Me as a B-side last year and included Eddie Vedder and then Josh Homme, who is the drummer for Queens of the Stone Age. This is a brilliant, brilliant track. Mercy, Mercy Me, here with The Strokes, Eddie Vedder, and Josh Homme.
The wind that blows from the north. were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So sprinkle moon dust in your hair and starlight in your little eyes of blue.
I've played some weird versions of Burt Bacharach and Hal David's Close to You on the show. Probably Shonen Knife ranks up there, and the version from Mirror Mask. But I don't know if I've played one that whacked out. That's awesome. That's Ethel Meatplow from their album. Yes, I said Ethel Meatplow. From their 1993 album, Happy Days, Sweetheart. That was a request by Becca from Boston. She, she says, I'm a fairly regular listener, and after searching the archives, I'm surprised that you've not yet played Ethel Meatplow's cover of Close to You by the Carpenters. The band dissolved after their first self-titled album. I first heard the song in the credits for an episode of MTV's Daria. I forgot about Daria, and have been enthralled with it ever since. I would love for you to share this truly interesting song. Thank you, Becca from Boston. Happy to play that one for you. Very, very cool. Before that, Mercy, Mercy Me, the Ecology version there, featuring Eddie Vedder and Josh Holm helping out the Strokes from the 2006 single for You Only Live Once. That was, like I said, requested by Bob from Greeley, Colorado. Let me let you know something about the site. Couple things up there, by the way. obviously, we've got the Coverville Countdown voting still going on. The deadline for that is December 18th, so make sure you get your votes in by December 18th. But see a lot of activity going on in there, and some early front runners that may drop. We'll see, but I'm not going to tell you what's what's currently in the lead or not. Also, got some people helping out with the numbering for the Coverville Countdown. Every year, I invite listeners of the show to submit a recording of them announcing one of the songs or announcing one of the numbers. You know, hi, this is so-and-so from the such-and-such podcast, and you're listening to the Coverville Countdown. Here's number 25 or something like that. If you want to contribute, there's information on the website. All you have to do really is just email me. Let me know if you have a number in mind. The top 10 are already spoken for, but if you have a number in mind, great. If not, then I'll assign you one, and we'll see if we can get this all 40 slots filled up with people announcing them. And one last thing, I did my first review, album review on Coverville.com of the album by the West End Girls, a Pet Shop Boys cover album. Let me know what you think, if you want to see more reviews on the site, or if you want me to separate those out and do them like in a newsletter or something like that. All right, let's get back to the music. This is a request by, that comes from Calvin from Vancouver, British Columbia, up in Canada. It is Flunk with their version of New Order's True Faith. Thank you. covering a Blue Oyster Cult song that is not Don't Fear the Reaper. That's Godzilla by Fighting Gravity from a 1996 compilation called Ska Cover to Cover. As you can guess, it's a ska compilation disc with tons of covers on there. Plenty of stuff for a Scoverville 3, Scoverville 4, etc., etc. Keith asked me to play that one. He said, had one I stumbled across this morning. Oh, I guess, hold on, I got to start at the beginning. First off, let me say this is my favorite podcast. I check throughout the day to see if you have updated it yet. Exposes me to a lot of new artists. Hey, Keith, subscribe, man. Well, subscribe in an RSS reader, and that way you get both the posts and the podcasts. Had one I stumbled across this morning that I love. It is Godzilla by Fighting Gravity, covering, of course, Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla. Fighting Gravity is a band formerly known as Boy Oh Boy, a ska band out of Richmond, Virginia. Discovered them in college, and although they seem to not have hit it big, they continue to be one of my favorite bands, especially live. Cool. Well, thank you, Keith. Yeah, great suggestion. And then right before that, you heard True Faith, a live version recorded by Flunk for their 2004 release, Morning Star. Of course, the original done by New Order. Well, if it's an all-request show, we must have a Musically Challenged. And if we're doing a Musically Challenged, it just wouldn't be right to do it without Tina. How you doing, Tina?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Do you like my little radio intro there?
Oh, love it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Tina. All right.
All right.
Anything you want to say before we get into this?
No, just we've had a lot of snow today. It's
yes,
been nice
we have.
Hanging out at home working.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, really scary roads out there, so.
Yeah.
We're going to stay inside where it's warm. Drink our hot cocoa.
Yep.
All right. Let's get into a Toyota Boy edition of Musically Challenged.
Who drives a Toyota?
He does.
Hello, Brian.
Hey.
Tina.
Hi.
Who else might be in the studio? Just so that my submissions don't get a little stale, I decided to mix things up a little bit, so I present to you Musically Challenged. Remix edition. Thought I'd take a break from Musically Challenged movie edition and try out something a little bit different this week. I'm a big fan of mashups and remixes and pretty much anything you'd hear at a club. Now, a lot of songs simply just take an existing song and only use that as kind of a backdrop. Usually it's an 80s song that they end up using. So, anyway, I'm going to be playing four songs, and you should be able to figure out what the original song was. I'm not really sure if you're up on your dance music enough to actually name what the song is that I'm playing, but let's see how it goes. Let's do one real quick, just so you kind of get an idea of what I'm looking for.
You got to know when to hold them.
Yeah, yeah.
Know when to fold them.
DJs, DJs.
Know
DJs,
when to walk DJs, away.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
You got to count your ducks before you touch the turntable. If you run out of big tunes, that means your sound is
dead.
You got.
That's hilarious.
It is.
So of course that was The Gambler by Kenny Rogers originally. And Wyclef decided to do his own remix version of it. So let's get started.
That sounded like Kenny Rogers with new lyrics, too. Like he was redoing the lyrics for the song. Okay.
I
blank stare from Tina. Hello.
I know. All I right. didn't think so, but okay.
He doesn't mention turntables
oh,
in the original,
that's right.
in the original
okay.
Gambler.
All right. You're right.
Started. Song number one.
Oh, you should be able to get this. Give the listeners a second, and then you can jump in with your answer. All right, go ahead.
I can't think of who
oh,
it is.
Oh, no. You're kidding me.
I really can't. No, I know the song.
Tim and Michelle Dressen would be so disappointed in you.
Okay.
Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go for that.
That's right.
No can do.
Yep.
Song number two.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Sorry, I have to think.
We have less than an hour.
I know. You're not helping.
I'm really hard on you tonight, aren't I?
You really are. Knock it off. It's the holiday season.
All of a sudden, I've turned into Daniel Stern from Diner.
I know. Is my boss rubbing off on you?
No, I
don't know.
Not.
It's been one of those days. I forgot what the song was because you were joking with me too much.
Do you want me to go back or do you just want me to give it?
I know it, but go ahead.
It's California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah.
All right.
Song number three.
Michael Jackson song.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the name of it.
It's celebrating its anniversary. It's 20-year anniversary this year.
Okay.
It's Human Nature.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. By Michael Jackson from Thriller.
Okay.
I think that was from Thriller, wasn't it?
One of those, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Song number four.
It's talking about love. That's a good one.
I
can even tell you the covering, the name of the cover.
You know the whole thing?
I know the whole thing.
Go for it.
It's Van Halen, Ain't Talking About Love.
Okay.
And the name of the cover there is Ain't Talking About Dub. And I want to say it's Apollo 440. I'm not sure.
Well, now that you're probably completely confused, let's see how you did. Song number one was Simply Red with the song entitled Sunrise. You may remember Simply Red from the 80s with such songs as Lady in Red. Lady
in Red. Oh, no, Toyota Boy.
They did something better than that.
No, Toyota
right?
Boy. Come on, man. Simply Red did If You Don't Know Me By Now.
Yeah.
They did, that was their biggest hit, wasn't it? Or Holding Back the Years was their biggest hit.
Oh, yeah.
Lady in Red was the guy who did, the guy who actually had a good song with Don't Pay the Ferryman, and then he turned around and did Lady in Red. Who was that? Mike?
Brian.
No.
No.
I thought you were talking to me for a second. No, I can think of it. It's not Christopher Cross. It's Don't Bury the Ferryman.
I love that song.
Yeah. Lady in Red. Criminy. Can't remember that. Who the heck was that?
I don't know. Let's move on.
All right, we'll move on.
Background song playing is Hall & Oates' I Can't Go For That. In fact, there's a remix of the Sunrise song where they take that original song and remix it.
Krista Berg. Bing, bing, bing.
Song number two was by Royal Gigolos with the song California Dreaming. This, of course, was originally done by the Mamas and Papas.
Very good, yep.
Song number three was by Jason Nevins and Holly with the song I'm in Heaven. The backdrop is Michael Jackson's Human Nature song.
Mm-hmm. It's another one that they really sped up.
Yeah, I kind of needed help, so.
Great version of... great cover of Human Nature by David Mead that I played way back on the Michael Jackson cover story.
Oh.
Much better. I think better than the original.
Well.
I guess that wouldn't be hard
for you
to like
quite
better.
A bit different when it's remixed. Here's the slow original version.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, like his early stuff.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Michael Jackson 1.0.
Yes.
Yes.
Song number four was by Apollo 440 with a song talking about dub. The background music is Van Halen's Ain't Talking About Love.
Ooh. Full points on that one.
Yeah. My brother picking me up from junior high in his car.
You don't know who Apollo 440
really?
Blasting Van Halen, AC/DC.
What kind of car did he drive then?
At that time, he had like a Mustang, 73 Mustang.
So there you go. In the 73 Mustang, cranking Van Halen. My God, he's straight out of a... straight out of a movie.
I know.
He is. They did the theme song to the movie Lost in Space.
Oh. Hmm. I didn't know they did that.
Well, that wraps it up for Musically Challenged Remix Edition. Let me know how you liked it. I'm probably going to return to Movie Edition for my next episode. See ya.
See ya, Toyota boy. No, great. I like the remix style there, and I like what you did. Probably a little shorter on the song clips, if you don't mind, just to kind of keep it a little bit shorter. But I think it was great. I like the...
Sometimes you need it a little bit longer,
well,
though.
Well, I mean the answer clips.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
The clue clips, yeah, make them as long as you want. But when you're playing the answers, you can kind of keep those short. But I really liked it. And, you know, sorry if I give you a hard time about the Chris DeBerg Simply Red.
Yeah, he's on a roll, Toyota boys. Don't take it personally.
All right, well, that's going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville.
If you want to razz Brian, you can email him at...
Go ahead.
Coverville@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. This Thursday, in addition to the Bee Gees cover story that I'm going to be doing to celebrate... the birthdays of Morris and Robin Gibb. You know, they are twins, so
yeah.
When you celebrate one birthday, you kind of have to celebrate the other.
You know, unless you have a favorite.
Well, yeah. I'm also going to be a guest on Jawbone Radio. So if you are a fan of Jawbone, tune in. I don't know if he's going to do that one on Ustream or not. So if he does, then you can tune in live and listen to us or just catch the podcast of Jawbone Radio afterwards.
Great.
There you go.
Have fun.
Thanks. All right. That's what's coming up on Thursday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, cachefly.com. No, cashfly.com.